Hello, and welcome to OMP Talks, a podcast about supply chain planning challenges, ways to solve them, and the people behind the technology.
Hello, my name is Flo, Senior Business Development Consultant at OMP and your host for this episode. And today I'm here gathered with Paul Delbar. He's the Industry Marketing Manager at OMP. And together with Paul, we'll dive into what the main takeaways are from the Gartner Supply Chain Symposium and Expo in Barcelona. Welcome, Paul. Thank you for being here and for joining us in the studio.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. Can you maybe elaborate on how you experienced the Gartner conference this year?
Well, Gartner Conference is always something special. Mm-hmm. This year was no exception to that. It's the biggest concentration of talent and technology, expertise, leadership in this field. So it's mm-hmm. always a pleasure to be there. This year was no exception. It was one of the biggest European editions so far. And it was really valuable. And the general feeling was that it was one of the best conferences so far.
So, Paul, what were some of the hot topics that were brought at Gartner?
To some extent, the topics haven't really changed. We're still talking about resilience and agility and talent, which are still the key challenges. What was different is the way that translated into how the material was brought and what was the subject. There was much more a conversation about stuff that people tried that worked. Mm-hmm. So many more practical recipes you could take home as a participant and apply in your own company. And the same goes for talent. There was less focus on the big risks we're running in not having enough talented people or burning them out, and more practical ways of balancing the tasks and the load on these people by allowing them to do the smart work and automating the mundane tasks by using all kinds of new technologies.
So the supply chain industry has suffered from a lot of disruptions, as I'm sure you're aware. Did you see that reflected in presentations, and have you seen also an evolution from past years?
There was definitely an evolution where it used to be a fairly negative statement about the risks and the problems and the challenges. I was hearing many words like growth and opportunities and new profit and developments. So you sense that the supply chain industry has understood how critical it is to enterprise life, how what a central position they have in fact, in reality, even though it wasn't recognized before, perhaps. And they're now trying to gain the trust that is expressed in them or the importance that they have. They're trying to turn that into very strong appetite to grow, to become better by leveraging people, skills, and technology to achieve that.
So I feel like that there's a renewed confidence in the industry. Can I assume that?
Definitely. And although everybody will concede that all wounds have not healed and there's still some work to do, there is sort of a new confidence, a new desire to invest in people and technology and to continue that digital transformation, perhaps even realizing today that digital transformation is the path forward to make sure this kind of disruption does not happen again.
So Paul, one topic we have not covered yet in this podcast is sustainability.
Indeed, sustainability is still sort of a hot topic. It has been very prevalent over the last conferences as well, although that topic too has changed. It's gone from presentation mode about the challenges, the directives, the objectives, how do you set your lofty goal to 2030 something to become carbon neutral, to concrete questions that translates into more people coming to our booth, for example, and saying we've decided or it has been decided that we need to achieve this goal. We have little or no idea how to do that. How can OMP help? It starts with trying to understand what the impact is of the way you work and the way you plan by collecting data across the spectrum. So a lot of procurement people came to our booth asking about how can you help us collect Scope 3 reporting data, as most supply chain executives will agree that somewhere between 40 to 70% of the footprint is actually coming from before or after the enterprise itself. When it comes to planning, the challenge is to take that information and try to calculate the impact on ESG KPIs of a particular plan to prepare for the next step where you try to optimize your plan, not just for margin or customer service level, but also for greener energy consumption, less waste, or circularity, for instance. So that's a very specific challenge. And the questions we're getting from customers and prospects are much more concrete and much more centered around, we need to get going, we need to put this into practice.
So what are the steps that OMP wants to take in green planning?
Well, we've developed our green planning initiative that we've been running for more than a year now, where we work with our customers to do some pilots implementations, try to see how we can bring those ESG KPIs into concrete planning decisions to reduce carbon footprint, to understand which of the scenarios has a better impact on, say, the social, like overtime, that kind of stuff. And we're collecting some of these learnings, turning them into configurations for our solution so that people get out-of-the-box support for not just customer service level, for instance, or margin optimization, but also for ESG optimization. In addition, it's one of our key topics for our customer conference, the OMP conference, which is going to be held end of September in Barcelona, where the second day is actually consecrated to how can we help our customers in this domain.
So the OMP conference really is a must-go event for people that want to know more about green planning and how OMP is handling that topic.
Absolutely. And Barcelona is going to be beautiful end of September. So that's another reason just
Indeed.
To go back there.
I agree. So moving back to the Gartner conference, there were many topics. We've learned a lot. There were great insights. But what was your personal highlight of the Gartner conference?
Ooh, that's a challenging one. There were so many, but I'm tempted to say that certainly a highlight was AstraZeneca's Zoe Ferrelli presenting on how their digital transformation, starting with process, going through unification of all these processes into one approach, was actually propelled by OMP as a solution to make that possible, the lessons they've learned, because it was a full house presentation where a lot of the people that were there got to understand what are the difficulties that they may encounter, and had a very positive outcome of this is really possible and the benefits are really clear. However, I would be remiss if I did not point out the key value of a Gartner conference for every participant. It is the incredible amount of networking that you can do in a short space of time. You meet all kinds of people in the industry, everybody who has value to add. Whether it's just to say hi to an old customer, to meet new prospects, talk with an analyst, or even to have a chat with our CEO at our booth. There's so many opportunities to learn from each other. And I think this is really the value that people take away is a strong connectivity, the connective tissue that we create at these conferences between each other that helps us become much more excellent at what we try to do on a day-to-day basis.
Okay. So Paul, thank you so much for sharing your insights, your main takeaways. It seems like it was a great conference full of networking experiences, but also good takeaways and tangible examples of how supply chain leaders should go about their business in the future. So
Absolutely.
I really appreciate you being here in the studio with us today. And for those at home, thank you also for tuning in today. I hope you had a great episode. Make sure to also check our website to have more information on the OMP conference, which will be taking place at the end of September in Barcelona. And we really hope to see you there. Thank you.